Yo, what's good? Yo, this is take two, 'cause I tried to do some Super Saiyan shit, 'cause I didn't think that the sound quality was coming out right. I mean, but I think I'm okay. I mean, what's up with you guys? This is the AJ Halfcast, and I am AJ. Yo, if you got AirPods, or, because I would love to know, or if you got, I got Skull Candy. I mean, I got Skull Candy because I'm cheap. I got a droid. I mean, I don't know if I told you the story about my droid, but I have a Nokia, and and I went to go get a case for it. I went to go get a case for the Nokia, and the dude at the store was like, "Yo, what is that, yo?" He's like, "Yo, Chinese dude too." So that shit was funny as hell. He's like, "Yo, I ain't seen one of them shits in a minute." I mean, I was like, "Yo, you got a case for my phone?" He was like, "Nah, we only carry accessories for shit that sells." Just straight played me. I mean, but yo, what I'm having is, and I don't know if this is just like with wireless, like AirPods and Skull Candy, period, is that when I charge it, I don't know what I'm doing. I charge it and I wake up and they both supposed to be on 100. Nah, man, but you put one in and it be on like 40, and I'd be mad as hell. I'd be like, yo, it's the simple things in life, baby. It's the simple goddamn things in life. Man, like the simple things. Yo, I learned stuff. No, I learned stuff that I don't know. In life, people are not necessarily against you. No, like, you don't know how they move, so they treating you like they don't know how you move. Like, when I be putting my defense up, you will be putting your defense up. Because why? Because that's the same thing I'm doing. I mean, like, yeah, like, yeah, like, in a lot of respects, in a lot of respects, we are not too much different. I mean, like, and I just learned that. I mean, like, I ain't make no new friends at the sandbox today. I mean, but I ain't make no new friends at the sandbox today. But it's the type of shit that you gotta watch out for. I mean, because everybody is not necessarily like, just 'cause they don't talk to you, maybe a little bit of initiative to walk up and talk to them first. I mean, and let them feel where you go, let them feel your energy. I mean, I don't see what's so wrong with that. And I've noticed that over the past I don't know, couple days, is that like I said, I ain't making no new friends in the sandbox, but I mean, like, understanding is kind of understood. I mean, like, it's not like I don't fuck with homeboy or homegirl. You can't be like that. I don't fuck with homeboy. I don't fuck with, well, did you get a chance to meet him? Or did you can't get a chance to meet her first? I mean, because maybe on the other side of the fence, she's just as defensive, or he's just as defensive as any other person might be. I mean, it's just food for thought. I mean, it's just food for thought. I mean, take it or leave it. I mean, and with that one, hey, that was a gem right there, baby. How about I take a sip? Salute. I mean, I got a couple stories. I got a couple stories. Some weird, some wacky. You know, I try to mix it up. I do not, like, what is this? An echo? I mean, like, it's my. Like, yeah, like, but, I try to keep, I try to keep it balanced. So, if you're new, I mean, the half-cast is not structured nowhere like the podcast that I drop on Sunday. Being that I try to keep it just a slightly little bit more light. Nah, man, I try to have a little bit more fun. I ramp the energy down because it's late at night. I use my in-house voice. I don't want to wake your kids up. Nah, man, or you might be getting a little bit of fun. From the side action, I mean, and you don't want the I had a dirty joke, and I'm gonna take all the air out of the dirty joke that I had because there's an article about 20 volcanoes that can erupt at any minute now. And I was gonna say, yeah, each one of them are between my legs right now. I mean, but, no, that is poor taste. That is very poor taste. I mean, and, so let's see. Let's see what we got here. I mean, and, let's start with dessert. Let's start with dessert first, because this came off my Twitter page. This is Vice. I mean, and, there's a notorious neo-Nazi political leader on the loose somewhere in Europe. Motherfuckers is like authorities saying they can't find him, besides point to a commune of renegade conservative monks. I guess over there, just like most churches, they do like, they offer you refuge. They offer you refuge in their, sanctuary until they can negotiate a safe, like, something safe where you can, like, be taken into custody, where they can, like, yeah. That's what I'm supposing. But what I initially read, unbelievable story of runway Nazi. Runway Nazi. I mean, not runaway Nazi. And immediately, I went to the stories of your favorite designers, Coco Chanel, which they never flat out accused her of being a Nazi. But it was low-key known that whether she wanted to or not, whether she colluded to him or whether she was forced to or not. And I have an article here. When I finish the half cast, I'll drop a couple links so you can read up on it yourself. I mean, and she took a lot of heat for that. She took a lot of heat, yo. Her fashion struggled for that for a while. I mean, and then it made a comeback. I mean, and so, and that was the Coco Chanel that you all covet so much. That was one. And the second one of Nazi runway, not runaway Nazis, but Nazi runways. Because we're dealing with fashion now. It has nothing to do with whatever this article did. But we're just completely off the rails on that. That's gone. Bye. Now, man, it doesn't have to make sense. This is the goddamn half cast. But no, Hugo Boss. Yeah. Hugo Boss was the, Hugo Ferdinand Boss was a German fashion designer and businessman. He was the founder of the fashion house Hugo Boss AG. He was an active member of the Nazi Party as early as 1931 and remained loyal to the Nazi German ideology throughout the duration of the party's existence. And what they wanted him to do, and please correct me if I'm wrong, they wanted him to design all the Nazis' uniforms. I don't know if he actually got a chance to do it, but he was definitely in line to, either he backed out because he figured that it wasn't the right idea, or whatever happened, it just didn't happen. But they were definitely fingering him to design all the Nazis' uniforms. So, yes. And they even got pictures here. I don't care about what these pictures are, because that doesn't necessarily mean that he could have had them designed, but they probably never came into print or whatever. Like, so a picture tells 1,000 words, and also tells 1,000 lies. I mean, so that's the dessert right now. I mean, that was the, I was going to end with that. So I guess that's the end of the half-cast. I'll see you guys tomorrow. No. No, I got a couple more stories. I just thought it was fascinating about how, how can I say this without my door getting kicked in? That even in Hollywood, that be it that communism was just an ideal, that it wasn't necessarily a crime up until a certain time. It wasn't necessarily a crime for you to identify with the Communist Party. Know what I mean? But at the same time, like, it kind of was. It's kind of weird. Know what I mean? Like, it's kind of that list that you, like, I don't see what's so wrong with it. I don't see what's so wrong with it until you get on the list, and then you're just fucked. Like, no, they said there were a lot of actors and directors and stuff like that that the American Communist Party and just the party. Yeah, they're like, yeah, well, this is how we feel, man. And you should feel like, and it should, and you'll be like, yeah, well, I agree, you know, that's right. I mean, if you agree with this, then yeah, just sign the list, man, so we can let everybody know that your name gets on the list, and now you're just fucked. You're blackballed, and you're being interrogated for being, like, basically what the then version would be in domestic terrorist. I mean, because we do democracy over here, baby. Whatever. But that is definitely something that should pique your interest if you're interested in that. Communism in Hollywood and how people were getting blackballed for just associating with that when the concept was fairly new to them. I mean, so, but they, you know, when somebody is poisoning you, or not even say poison, when somebody is trying to make you see their point of view, they're going to throw a lot of points that you agree with and mix them in with the points that they demand to be true. I mean, like, yeah. I mean, so they want you to come along. They don't want you to disagree. So they're going to get you to this. They're going to get you to agree. Okay. Moving along. Cause I got a couple fucked up stories too. You know what I mean? Like, Colorado boy dies after taking part in blackout challenge. This is fucked up. I mean, this is Denver. A 12-year-old Colorado boy who was hospitalized after his family said he tried a TikTok challenge that dared people to choke themselves until they lose consciousness has died. And that's about it. That's the only paragraph I need to hear right there. Jesus. Come on, man. I mean, and what's happening is that, and this is my opinion, because this is my opinion, is that these children are in the house all day. It's a pandemic. There's still a lot of places that's closed off. I mean, and just to have a little fun, they're doing these TikTok challenges. And the majority of them, they seem silly to me because I'm old. But some of them, it just seems like they're just having fun. But this type of stuff, like the Nutmeg Challenge and all that stuff like that, and like and all that, and putting alcohol on yourself and setting it on fire, like that's like ridiculous. That is ridiculous. So these that's when you parents are not, and I'm not faulting the parents, because 9 times out of 10, if the parents knew that their children were gonna do something like that, they would never let them do it in the first damn place. Let me make that a very clear point. I mean, but we should also be more mindful that in this day and age, there is also a possibility that these children can try stuff like that. So, a little more mindful. I mean, like, we in the 2021, and most times both parents gotta, like, we can't keep an eye on the kids at all times, but we gotta find a way. I mean, if we don't want to lose them to things like this. I'm not going to say the kid's name. I mean, like, March 22nd was taken off life support. Jesus Christ, come on, man. After 19 days, he fought. He hold on. God damn, bro. Damn. Said twin brother found him passed out in the bathroom of family's home in the suburb. I'm not going to get into too many details because that's not the point of who the child is or who the parents are or what happened. The point is to please children, if you're out there listening, and I hope no children at the age of 12 are listening to this podcast. I really hope so. But I hope if you got anybody that's close to you, to please, like, just, like, let's not have this happen again. Yeah. Let's make a consolidated effort to not let this happen again. And, my heart goes out to that young boy and his family, man. Jesus Christ. That kind of broke me up a little bit. Oh, man. Like, no, that broke me up a lot. Cause, I have a young boy too, and I would hate to get that type of news. I would hate to have to. No, come on, man. I mean, with that, I'll take a sip. Wow. Salute. It'd be more than a sip, too. It'd be a couple of them motherfuckers. Like, I ain't even going front. Now, I mean, like, yeah, it'd be more than just a sip. Now, I mean, but, next story. RIP, young boy. Let's delete this. please make sure that you're watching out what type of challenges these kids are doing, because these kids are doing some real, they're doing childish shit. They're stuck in a house. Oh, man, look at what I'm doing. I'm talking to myself into a microphone at all times of night because I'm stuck in a goddamn, I'm not stuck in a house, but I choose to be in a house. But you get the point. Yo, before I get to this next story, this shit was funny as hell. Cause if you get Pluto, I mean Pluto is a free TV platform. Yeah, Pluto. Yeah, you free advertising. But it's a cops channel, and I watched that cops channel, and the way this guy did this girl so dirty, that shit was so funny. Yo, I cried. Yo, I was getting dressed this morning. I cried because they pulled the woman over, and the woman went, and they was like, "Yo, is that your husband up there?" Nah, man. And she is like, "Yeah." Nah, man. They was like, "Yo, what's your name?" Nah, man. Like, "Yeah, I'll be right back." Nah, man. They like, "Yo, that's not her name." She like, "Yo, well, that's my husband. Hey, that's my husband, and I just picked him up from work. Went to go see my boss." Obviously, she's fucking lying. She's fucking lying. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not even a cop, and I can tell you. Maybe I should get it. Maybe I should become an officer, become a detective. Become part of the Coast Guard. Hey, it's easier to become the Coast Guard. Is that you see the bullets go past, and the one that's sinking down the heaviest? That's the one with the goddamn cocaine. Hey, see? I'm a Coast Guard now. But no. but no. No. They told the girl, get out the car. Can ask permission to search the car. And the whole time, she had a warrant. And she kept telling the officer, like, "I don't know. I just don't want to get in trouble." And the officer got her. Psychological game is that once you start telling the cop, "I don't want to get in trouble, I don't want to get in trouble," once he tells you, "No, you're not in trouble yet, you haven't done anything, just tell me, like, do you have your ID on you?" "No." "Okay, get out the car." "Can we search the car?" "Yep." Found needles, found the heroin, like, found the shit to cook the heroin with. She got a warrant. She got like four felony DUIs. She's done. Now, I mean, this is hilarious. But the guy that said that she was her husband, the guy that she claimed as her husband, is like, "No, I don't know that girl. I don't know that girl. I don't know what she's talking about. I never seen that girl a day in my life." And yo, they slapped the cuffs on that woman so goddamn fast. So please, please, don't be a ride or die. Don't be a ride or die. Not in 2021, baby. Please don't. And we get off on a tangent. Again, here we go, baby. What's this story? This shit was stupid. This shit dumb. Here's another one. For the kids. I mean, because it's all about the kids, baby. High schoolers disciplined for slave trading game that auctioned off classmates based on race. What curriculum is your district letting this go? Texas, why am I not surprised? A Texas school district has disciplined students who it said engaged in an online slave trading game and pretended to auction off classmates based on race. Come on, man. Like, yo, now, all right. History is very important. I mean, slavery, learning slavery is very important. Learn about the slavery and the consequences of slavery and the psychological effects that has had over the generations that still affect us today from slavery. That's passed down, that is to the point where it's almost like genetic. I mean, that is very important to be taught in the curriculum. I mean, in the right platform. I mean, this as a game? No. Hebrews, people of Jewish faith, they take that very seriously because they feel like that is something that if they educate themselves, they should never let it happen again. They teach that in a very proper and in a very studious platform. I mean, like, other races that have been persecuted, even Muslims too, they teach history in a very studious and proper platform. I mean, not a game online, no, because it's not a game, it's not a joke. I mean, and it should not be treated as such. And I'm pretty sure there are a lot of other cultures that feel like their history has been rough enough that an online game should not be like the tell-all of their story. Man, so what happens here? A student posted $1 for Chris and would be better if his hair wasn't so bad. This is not fun. This doesn't even sound like fun. I mean, the school district, which is southwest of Fort Worth, I have no idea where that is, condemned the game and the student's behavior. Let's see. The district said in a statement Monday that it discovered the students from the Daniel 9th grade campus had been engaged in racial harassment and cyberbullying. There is no such thing as cyberbullying because all you gotta do is just turn it off. Back in the day, when it was just us 80s babies and 90s babies, if you felt like you were being bullied, you punched whoever felt who would bully you in the face, and there was no more bullying. I mean, you never let somebody, either that, or you tell a joke back so bad that either they wanted to cry or they just didn't want to say anything else back to you. It was something. You did something. You just didn't, or either that nowadays, you turn the computer off, you cry. I don't know what you kids do nowadays. Jesus Christ. More than 2 weeks ago, and launched an immediate and thorough investigation that involved law enforcement to the point where you're involving a bunch of children with schoolyard jokes, which is supposed to be the equivalent today of schoolyard. That slave trade shit, that shit ain't no schoolyard jokes. But most of that cyberbullying and all that trolling and all that other bullshit, that shit is just schoolyard jokes. It's just a different time. We all went through the same thing. Our parents and our parents' parents all went through the same thing. And we get this bitch ass generation. They just want to cry for it right now. And I don't know. I'm glad they addressed it though. I hope we don't hear anything more about it, even if we don't hear about it, means that it doesn't mean that it's not still going on anyway. I mean, but at least somebody made an effort to let it be known, to let us know that this is what's going on, that our children are doing this in class, like instead of learning, this is what they're doing. I mean, they're playing the fucking slave trade game. God damn. What happened to ever playing MASH? Yo, what happened to playing MASH? Yo, how did we get from MASH to trading each other off as slaves? God, man. Okay. All right. Whatever happened to, do you want to be my Valentine? Yes or no? Whatever happened to that? I mean, but, okay, please, let's delete that. That is, oh God. And, once again, we have to be firm. We have to be strict. We have to be firm. We have to be strict. We have to be tough. We have to be very tough with children, with our children. But we also have to be patient. I mean, that is the key to everything. It's just to be like, we have to be like, we have to be like more educational. I don't know. Like, I do know, but what you do is you don't, you discipline children once you thoroughly explain to them what they're doing is wrong, what they're doing is not acceptable. I mean, and if they smell bullshit on you, then they're not gonna listen to you, basically. I mean, next story. This was, yo, this blew my mind. I mean, this blew my mind. And I don't even know if I want to do this one. Yeah, I do, because I want to put this fucking pervert's name out. I mean, like, yeah, New Jersey man. New Jersey man who was arrested. This is CBS. New Jersey man who was arrested on child porn charges allegedly tried to hire a hitman to murder 14-year-old child in New York. What the fuck? I mean, and I'm not going to get into all of this. A New Jersey man who was previously arrested on child porn charges has been indicted after allegedly trying to hire a hitman to kill a 14-year-old child in New York. Why? 31. I want to put his name out there. Nah, that's the only reason I'm doing an article. Nah, man. It's so you know that the fucking boogeyman is out there. Bitch ass. But, the Atlantic County Prosecutor's Office says 31-year-old John Michael Muschbach of Haddonfield began communicating online with a 13-year-old in the summer of 2015. Come on. Sent them the videos, and I'm paraphrasing here because I gotta get this. This is wild. Sent them sexually explicit videos, photographs, asked for videos and photographs in return. The victim's parents found the conversations with Muschbach in September 2015 and notified law enforcement in the state of New York where the victim lived. Thank you. Thank you for being on top. Even if you might have caught it right away, you caught it before something more dark and more something with something more sinister happened. I mean, like, yeah. I mean, you caught it. I mean, the victim's parents found the conversations. Muschbach was arrested in March 2016. He admitted he exchanged in videos because it's never just one child. I mean, if you could get away with it with one, you've been doing this for a very long time and you think you figured out how to do it to multiple people. So those parents that found that they might possibly have saved future children from even worse things, and for that, I mean, we all thank you as parents. Muschbach pleaded guilty to endangering the welfare of a child in 2017 and was later sentenced to a 2-year suspended sentence with parole supervision for life. Yo. Yeah, parole for life. Yeah, that's okay. An informant began providing law informants with messages as a murder for hire for 14 when you were clearly wrong and paid what? It paid about from May 2016 asked if a 14-year-old was too young to target and paid about 40 Bitcoin worth about $20,000 for the hit. Wow. Whoa. This took a turn. Okay. The messages allegedly show that Mushbach tried to cancel the hit when he was asked for an additional $5,000, and the website administrator told him the site was a scam and threatened to send Mushbach's information to law enforcement. Yes. You fucking scumbag. Mushbach has been charged with one count of murder for hire. He could face a maximum potential penalty of 10 years in prison and the fine over $250,000. How much Bitcoin is that? Hold on. Let's see here. How much Bitcoin is... okay. $250,000. Jesus Christ. Yo, hold up. This can't, is this right? No, this ain't right. No way. No way. No way. Okay, so yeah, I was putting it in wrong. I'm fucked up. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I'm like, yo, no way. You know what I mean, let's see how much Bitcoin is $250,000. I don't know. But you guys look it up. You fucking tell me. I mean, because, oh shit. Yo, this can't be right. This shit said 3.96 Bitcoin today. Just 3.96 Bitcoin is equal to $250,000. And he tried to pay 40 back in the day. I hope you fucking rot, you piece of shit. I mean, but Jesus Christ. Please, and yo, congratulations. Yo, not congratulations, but shout out to the parents that caught that, that were observant enough to monitor their young child's internet activity to know that, just to keep a watchful eye, just to be vigilant. I mean, I can't stress that enough. That is very important nowadays. I mean, like, yeah. I mean, delete that. Please delete that. Oh, God. Here we go. This is not the one that I was, this is not the one that I wanted. Why can't I get what I just want? I just want what I want. Instant gratification. One of my problems, instant gratification. Former Delaware daycare worker admits guilt in murdering of crying 4-month-old girl, abuse of 4 other children. And this is fucking ridiculous. Like, oh God. And I look at her picture and she got the new growth. Yo, it's bad what happened to the kids. It's bad what happened to the kids. But yo, her mugshot looked like she's still mad at the kids. I mean, like, yo, it is not funny, yo. I swear it's not funny, yo. I'm so sorry for the family of this girl, of these children. A 20-year-old former Delaware daycare worker faces the prospect of decades behind bars after pleading guilty to murder and death. No, she should get, like, yo, I don't know. She should get, like, life. Fuck that. She should, yo, she should never be able to come home again. And, I don't know. I can't. Who am I to dull out a sentence? I mean, to somebody. I can't play judge, but I could definitely tell you that that shit was fucking wrong. What the hell is this girl's name? Let's get her name out there. I mean, just in case. I mean, DeJoyne and for Jesus. DeJoyney and Ferguson of Newcastle pleaded guilty to murder by abuse in the first degree, 6 counts of child abuse in the first degree, and 2 counts of child abuse in the second degree. The Delaware Department of Justice announced on Wednesday. What could make you so upset? If this is your field of child care, what can possibly make you upset that a couple babies would drive you to murder? And that is what, like, always baffled me. Now, man, like, why would you? Oh, God. A 2020 indictment alleged a stunning number of felony criminal counts, including also indicted Ferguson. Boy, I'm skimming because I don't want to get too much into this. Because, yeah, I want to let y'all know, but this is fucked up, man. Like, yeah, also the grand jury indicted Ferguson for 53 felonies. 48 of those were for child abuse in the first degree, right? A press release at the time said that Ferguson was alleged to have suffocated a 4-month-old child to death and to abuse that child and 4 other children between July 16 and September 5th, 2019. September 5th is my birthday. Why God be on my birthday? Man, long crime reported September 9th. Oh, God. I'm done. This is too much. I'm tapped out. But what I will do is laugh at how this girl looks like a goddamn, she looks like a goddamn psychopath. I mean, she's probably one of them women that, has really no home life. She got a little peach fuzz around her lips. Like she might have a little bit too much testosterone to carry a child herself. So she's a little bit angry. She got the new growth coming in under the, she got the, goodness. She's a human piece of garbage. Do I have one last story before I wrap this up? Please, let's go out on a good note. Please. What's this? Oh, that's her. Let's get her fucking stinking ass off my fucking screen. Fuck that bitch. Yeah, I said it. This is a late night show, baby. Say whatever I want. Oh, yeah, yo, this is wild. I didn't even get into the, about the evangelical church down in Baton Rouge. The pastor was telling people that they're not gonna be taking the COVID vaccine. Like, how can you do that? Hold up, let's see if I can pull this up. Baton Rouge. Church one day vaccine blessing by way of medicine. Jesus Christ, this is not the one. This is not the one. This is not the one. No, well, basically, there's like the pastor was like, I'm a prophet, and they don't have to take the church don't have to, and encouraging the congregants of the church to please not take the vaccine. Come on, man. Can't do that. But I really, before I stick my foot in my mouth, I really want to find this. I want to find this. I want to find that article. I mean, because before, Eric, it was Elmo, was that. I mean, either way, I'll find it. I'll probably find it I'll probably find it and post it. I mean, to the, images of I am a prophet, Baton Rashu Parish, L. Yeah, I don't know, whatever. But I gotta find that because if you are in, I have nothing against nobody's religion. I had absolutely nothing. You believe what you want to believe in as long as you're not hurting anybody else. And that's what it comes down to, is if you're hurting somebody else. If you're denying somebody the type of medical treatment that can save their life because of their faith, which is completely their decision. But if you're leading them to that, then you're just as responsible for what happens as if they're not making their own decision to take the vaccine themselves. That's what I'm saying. I mean, that's what I'm saying. If I'm saying anything. I mean, my last story. It's been fun. I'll take a sip of that. Oh, God. I had to get this off my chest because I was feeling, I've been, in a mood. I was actually in a mood today. I was in like a hard, like a mood where I could possibly get confrontational with somebody, and I don't like feeling like that. Oh. I mean, so this is therapy. This is therapy, baby. I mean, and our last story is beloved high school basketball coach killed trying to rob Mexican drug cartel, sheriff says. Okay. To give you an example of what a Mexican drug cartel does. El Chapo was head of a Mexican drug cartel. And he was highly dangerous, but he was just one of many. He was the one that stood out. Medellin cartel, dude from Colombia. I forget his name. I should never forget his name. Never. I mean, Pablo Escobar. He was a cartel member, which murdered politicians on the steps on their own Capitol building. Yeah, you don't want to play ball? What they're doing in Mexico, what they've been doing for years, and I've brought this up not too long ago, is they will cut the heads off of people. And bowl them down politician steps. What I recently read an article about not too long ago is that they had houses of hostages where they would just keep bodies. They would get the houses built and just get the bodies plastered into the wall. These people have enough money to fight. They have enough money to fight. They just I mean, and whatever you're trying to rob a cartel where if you rob them for a kilo, you know what they're gonna do? They're gonna kill your whole family And then they're going to put in a call and order up 100 more kilos for the guy to take your place just to send a message. Don't fuck with these people, man. Students and parents alike joined them mourning the sudden death of a, this wasn't a sudden death, of a popular high school basketball coach earlier this week in Monroe, North Carolina. They finally recall this uplifting, all love, no fear motto. The encouragement and motivation he gave to students at a school and his smile will forever remain etched in our hearts. That was nice. Yeah. But 2 days later, the local sheriff dropped the bombshell. Teacher Barney Dale Harris had died while allegedly trying to rob a Mexican drug cartel. No, you do not. You know what these motherfuckers do. Yo, they come over here. They cross the border with big money and be like, yo, give me that bottle. My man, they might be like, yo, that bottle is like $2,000. Did I fucking ask you? Bring the fucking bottle. That's how they move. Like, oh man, like, yo, these people, money is nothing to these people. Robbing them is everything to these people. I mean, it's never about the money with these cartels. It's never about the money. It's about the disrespect. I mean, that you even tried it. So, like, please think twice before you try to rob a cartel. I mean, Harris 40 seemed to have come prepared for a fight. He was found in a stash house wearing a bulletproof vest, gloves, and a face cover. The sheriff said he had been shot multiple times. It was almost like an old Western shootout. The sheriff adding that three neighboring homes were left riddled with bullet holes. They shot that whole shit up. And, yeah. Don't get caught up. The life ain't for everybody, baby. The life ain't for everybody. And I really feel bad for his family and for the people that that looked up to him as a mentor that didn't know that he had a secret life. Wow. That is like, shit. How long has it been? 52 minutes. Wow, see? Therapy, baby. Therapy. I'm just sitting on the couch talking into the universe, baby. But with that being said, thank y'all for tuning in. Gonna wrap it up. Yo, y'all out there, yo, y'all be safe. Y'all wear y'all masks. Y'all leave them cartels alone. Unless you getting that money. Nah, it's really not funny what happened to him, but watch what your kids, keep a closer eye to what your kids are doing on the internet, because they're home a lot more now. They have a lot more time to play around on the internet. They have a lot more time. Not saying that they don't when they in school, but it's a whole lot more free time on their hands. If you fuck with the half cast, drop me just let me know. Shit. If you wanna chop it up, fuck it, man. I'm at Rise and Shine on Twitter. Rise and Shine on Twitter. At RYEZ. Yo, the picture of that fucking Nazi guy looks funny as hell. Come on, man. Like, yo, I can fuck with y'all all night, but I'm not going to. Okay, at RYEZNSHYNE. Rise and Shine. Okay? Instagram, TacoMeat05. Or you could just see me on Facebook. I'm here, baby. I hope y'all have a wonderful rest of y'all night. Man, I'll holler at y'all like tomorrow, maybe. I mean, and love y'all all. Peace.